gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke.
Can't you see President Trump entering the next presidential function of this?
Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
Get down,
girl, go ahead, get down.
I try very hard not to be surprised anymore by Donald Trump. And I thought maybe, you know, it's the afternoon. I'm a little punchy between 2 and 5 p.m. most days anyway. And when I saw President Trump, who can't imagine how busy you must be as President of the United States, taking time out of his day to tweet swap with Kanye, I was surprised. I got to be honest with you. I was a little surprised. Good morning, Chuck Todd. Meet the press.
Good morning. You're going to fall for this Kanye business, right? He's going to drop a new album and a new track in the next 24 to 48 hours, and you're going to be like, oh, so that's...
How dare you say that Kanye's not politically committed? Ha! Huh, I'm shocked.
He might. I'm not saying he might very well be, but one thing I think we've all learned about Kanye, he's a pretty shrewd marketer.
Yeah, you're right about that. You are correct about that. And I'm waiting for the president to take time out to shoot his next video. Michael Cohen says he is going to take the fifth. Now, I'd like to take you back, Chuck, just briefly. Super Joe, if you have this ready, I'd like to play, if you would, the president's thoughts on the fifth.
Have you seen what's going on in front of Congress? Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment. Horrible. Horrible. The mob takes the fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment? When you have your staff taking the Fifth Amendment, taking the fifth so they're not prosecuted, I think it's disgraceful.
There are no words, Chuck. I got nothing.
I hear you. You know, it is a shame. You know, the Fifth Amendment is a right. It's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be an omission of anything, right? You know, the whole point of the Fifth Amendment is a constitutional right. But this, look, you reap what you sow. And the president certainly wanted to reap a lot of benefits from an IT guy taking the fifth back during the campaign in order to allude to extra guilt on Hillary Clinton of some sort. But the fact is, Michael Cohen would have been a fool to not plead take the fifth under this current circumstance. I mean, no matter what you think of Michael Cohen, why would you're in the middle? The feds just raided everything you own. You're in the middle of dealing with a federal criminal investigation into essentially your way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Getting deposed in a civil suit, bad idea in that current. I mean, you know, so, you know, it would have been stupid of Cohen not to take the fifth under these extraordinary circumstances.
Meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani meets with his old friend James Comey, and a leak happens, I assume from the Giuliani side.
You mean Bob Mueller.
Bob Mueller. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. I know you've got Comey on Sunday. But Giuliani and Mueller sit down, and a leak comes out that Giuliani said, yeah, I'm trying to get this guy to meet with you, but he's not interested, doesn't want to meet. So any chance Trump sits down with Mueller anytime in your lifetime or mine?
I can't imagine it at this point. I really can't. Not after the Michael Cohen raid. Not after. I mean, look, he's already been told he's the subject of this investigation. Okay, he's not a target, but he is a subject. Under that circumstance, it would be foolish. But I think politically, the president continues to need to look like he's being cooperative. And I think that's all this is right now. It's an attempt to look cooperative.
Chuck, you have James.
My apologies there.
You,
no problem. Listen,
hey, baby.
What kind of dog are we talking about there?
Well, it's a sleepy-eyed poodle.
How dare you? How dare you?
I know. Well, our poodle has one eye. Our poodle has one of our, you know, has one eye.
Wait till Trump gets a hold of that.
No. Right.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Chuck, you have James Comey on the program this weekend. Curious, anything brewing with him? And also, Patrick Fitzgerald, our former U.S. attorney, is part of his legal team now as well.
Yes, so I think it's a reminder of how close the two of them are. I think what's been interesting with Comey is been, and where I think there's still some unplowed territory, is the fact that there's been a lot of focus on his relationship with President Trump. But, you know, the FBI, there's a lot of interesting aspects of the FBI's investigations of Paul Manafort in 2014 and early on of the DNC hack in 2015 and 2016 that I'm curious that I haven't seen asked of Director Comey. I'm curious to, you know, when there's been this question about how serious was the FBI investigation into Russian interference during the 2016 campaign, that's always been this question. And now when you look back and we find out the FBI was investigating Paul Manafort as early as 2014, which then tells me the minute he was hired by the Trump campaign, one would assume that raised a red flag. So my point is, I think there's a lot of unplowed territory.
I agree.
With former Director Comey, and I'd like to see how much I can get through.
And one of the struggles I think that Comey has had, largely of his own making, is there are a lot of subtleties to his argument as to why he acted the way he acted that are almost shop talk. They're almost inside FBI stuff.
A little bit of that, but you know, in other cases, I feel like, you know, his rationale for why he did what he did with Clinton continues to change. You know, the idea of a Justice Department might have looked politicized if you let the Deputy Attorney General do his job. You know, his concern about the process not working is, to me, the most damning thing about all this. I mean, I think he meant well, but in doing so, he's helped destroy the trust in the institution by going around protocol.
There's a bunch of people that have brought this up to me, and they said, listen, how could a guy who chased bad guys for all those years, who sat in rooms with some really, really shady characters, how could he be caught off guard by the president of the United States, even when the president of the United States says something completely out of bounds after his censors have been kicked on by kicking out his boss and the vice president of the United States, so they have a private meeting, and then he doesn't stand up to the president at that point and say, you can't ask me that. I think that's all fair, but I do think people can be caught off guard. I really do.
I do, too, and I think you got to remember in that period of time, I think everybody assumed that the presidency would change Donald Trump, number mm-hmm. one. I think a lot of people assumed, and why wouldn't Director Comey be one of them, that the sort of the weight of the job would make him take certain parts of it more seriously, would take some of the protocols more seriously, would make him want. I mean, you know, I look at, for instance, you know, I look at the memo he wrote about his meeting with Reince Priebus. What I found interesting there, and if you read it carefully, oddly reassuring, you had a guy in Reince Priebus who, on one hand, clearly was in over his head. On the other hand, he's asking Director Comey, all right, what did Dennis do here? I want to do, you know. So he presented the picture of somebody wanting to understand how to do the job. So I think for those early, it's very possible Comey was giving the benefit of the doubt the way many Americans were giving this president right. the benefit of the doubt.
Chuck, I want to ask you about Ronnie Jackson as well. Fair or unfair, mm-hmm. what he's facing now?
I'm really uncomfortable with how these allegations are being put out in the public. I'll be honest with you. I think this is sort of, you know, he hasn't had a chance to answer these yet, and they're basically releasing it to the public and then making him answer in the public. Look, he's not qualified. That's clear. Whoever's leaking all this damning information about him inside the White House, because that's where all this is coming from, that's what makes it really weird. It's sort of coming from inside the White House, being sent to John Tester's office, and they're just putting it out. It may all be true. But is this? It just feels like the wrong. I mean, this isn't the way our system works this way. It shouldn't. You know, it's sort of like you're humiliating the guy first before he has a chance to answer the allegations. So, you know, some of these allegations are so serious. You know, if he's writing prescriptions for himself, you know, he could lose his medical license. I mean, you know, so how this is being done, I have to say, I'm pretty uncomfortable.
Having said that, if it is in fact true, you need to get to the mm-hmm. bottom of it. And if it is in fact true,
wasn't qualified to do the job in the first place.
Yeah, but where I was going with this, Chuck, is why would you let's just go with the idea that most of it is even true. Why would you accept the president's mm-hmm. idea that you be nominated, knowing Washington the way you do, and all this is going to be uncovered?
Well, and that's what I mean. It's an obviously bad judgment call on Jackson's part. Maybe he just assumed his, you know, what he was doing. And that may be the problem. Maybe it was a cultural thing. Maybe how he ran the White House, the doctor's office, is how it was run before he was a deputy. And he just kept running it the same way. So that we don't know. Maybe that's why he had a false sense of security on this. Hmm. But, here was the thing. He wasn't qualified on the merit.
Absolutely. Right?
He'd never run a large organization. All of those things, extraordinarily true. Now they're getting at his personal character. That's what makes this exceptionally cruel for Washington. He's basically going to get run out on character when he should have been run out on the merits.
Yep, completely true. The fact that the President Obama's folks, the Obama administration, the Bush administration had no negatives about him. I mean, that makes the thing weirder still. James Comey.
It is just weird. Yeah, it is just weird. And again, I kind of think nobody should be comfortable with allegations public first before you have a chance to respond.
James Comey with you Sunday on Meet the Press, MTP Daily, and of course the 1947 podcast. Nobody's busier than Chuck Todd and his one-eyed little friend that barks in the background.
The poodle.
And welcome anytime on this show. Thanks, buddy.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks.